My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. A weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon. Through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song.
Because we're in fucking self-righteous religious fucking
America. But even in Amsterdam, though, because I lived there for a while and I frequented a lot of prostitutes with male partners that I worked with.
We're getting unplugged. There we go.
Male partners that I was with, because I'm a big voyeur, so I like to watch my male partners.
Disgusting. I'm leaving.
But one of the things I found really interesting is that the majority of the women who were sex workers there were heterosexual. They were not interested in having sex with women, because I would try to go by myself. And they would be like, no, we don't do that. So I went to the PIC, which is the Prostitution Information Center, which is actually run by an American ex-hooker who was, who was the chick from Penthouse, Madame X, she had the lipstick that looked like the dick, and
I
remember. But you know who I'm talking about. She was a very positive sex worker from the late 70s, early 80s, and had moved over to help women like unionize and stuff like that. And she said one of the biggest differences between Amsterdam sex workers for females is that they're predominantly straight. Most of the sex workers that I know here are gay, if not bisexual. So that they're women. I'm talking about women
for me. Pretty much all the sex workers that I know are all gay.
And I've dated quite a few gay for pay guy actors, and my guy friends are like, that's not possible. And I'm like, have you ever seen male porn? There's a shit ton of women, and they're like, guys wouldn't do it for that. And I'm like, listen, and the majority of this thing, God, what was his name? Because he was really Chad Connors, I think, from like whatever.
Which Chad Stryker was straight, right?
He was a muscle builder guy, and he sold like a lot of his jocks and weight training videos and stuff like that. But he didn't have that big of a dick, so he was a bottom. And I was like, you know, and I asked him straight up, I was like, oh, funny. I was like, how is that? And he goes, honestly, he goes, it takes a lot of work to warm up, you know. And he goes, and I said, are you able to come for that? He goes, I'm not even hard. He's like, but I make so much fucking money. He's like, so I have a girl blow me before I go. He's like, what's up, dude? Yeah, okay. Just give me a few minutes. Let me whatever. Okay, fucking all right, bro. Because he only did like that weird like jock porn.
You know,
where it's just like, yo, dude, you know, sucking your cock or whatever. So I asked him, and I would try to beg him. I'd be like, I would love to have sex with you and another guy. And he's like, I'm just not gay. And I was fascinated by it. Because even as a woman who's worked in the sex industry, my own sexism said, no, a guy can't be gay for pay.
But as a gay man, to hear that, if he was a top, I would say, okay, fine.
No, they can trust
him. At the bottom, it makes me go, because I know what that feels like, and that shit ain't happening. Like, I don't like it.
That makes you go,
But there, but I also know a lot of men as a straight woman, or a lot of straight men who really enjoy anal because of the prostate stimulation.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So
back to my whole.
And that is something that I have found very interesting in the straight male world, because certain men who are open to it, even if they're open to it in the bedroom, they're not open to it in a public discussion.
Listen, I've had, during my drag days, I had sex with so many straight rockers that had never had sex with a guy before, and they're like, oh my God, don't tell me. But I was like, what am I going to tell? This is our moment. You know, I'm going to run with a flag because I fucked you. I don't give a shit. And it was amazing. And then I had other guys where, you know, we get to my house and I, you know, whip it out, and they freak out and run out the door because they had no idea. So, you know, I think it's just, you know, we all have it inside of us to be more.
No pun intended.
Listen, babe. I think we have it all inside of us to be exploratory, but for whatever reason, whatever we feel most comfortable with, we stay there. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, we don't try. Like, he's never slept with a woman. You know, does he know if he likes it or not? Who knows, you know?
Listen,
I was watching that old 70s movie Caligula. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, look at that ass. I want to fuck that ass. And it was a bitch, you know? Like some hot chick. And I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe I could fuck a woman's ass. Like, you know, I was like, you know, it was like if something makes you think about it. And it really shows you that sexuality is really a gray area.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Can I talk about my friend when I first moved here? She was a doc. And she ran her business out of a living room of the apartment that I was staying in. When she would have clients over, I would always stay in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always hear her. And her whole thing was what she called dildo training.
Yeah.
And it was fucking dudes in the ass.
Slut training.
And they were all, I could hear them talk about their wife and their kids and their business trip and their this and their that and their whatever. And then she would say, okay, bend over, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally had the biggest fucking dildo I've ever seen. And she would fuck them silly. And they loved it. And
yeah.
It all had to do with the fact that she was a woman doing it to them. And they would never in a million years go to a man. Because
mm-hmm.
that would make them gay.
That's why a lot of sex workers that
exactly.
have transgendered and they have a sex change no longer work.
Yeah.
Because if a man wants to go get a vagina, he can get a vagina. But if he wants to get a chick with a cock to fuck him,
yeah.
then, you know, that's why, you know, sometimes...
That's a horse in a different color.
But, you know, that's been something on the other side of that. Like, I've pretty much done everything that I've ever wanted to do sexually.
Clearly.
But I have... But the one thing that I haven't been able to do...
Is get a penis.
Well, I have many penises in a box.
Get some balls.
I was like, me or that? That's been done to me a million times, but
just
I don't
your
do
own
that.
Ass.
No, being able to sleep with a chick with a dick. Because most of the pre-op trans women... are attracted to men, are attracted
so
to straight men.
So you're
some
with a strap-on.
I have...
You
no, 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 no.
I
couldn't... Look at me, I'm like... I'm always the top. I couldn't eat... My pussy would just dry up. If a woman tried to fuck me with a strap, I would slap her and laugh silly. I would just
yeah.
be like... Ah.
See, I feel it because
Michael Mostert just wrote about this a couple years ago.
I can let a butch finger the shit out of me, but I can't let him fuck me.
My ex went through sexual reassignment when we were together towards the end of our relationship, and we tried to stay together through it, you know. And we kind of did. We had a thing going for a while, but once he became more feminine, it became less of a turn on for me. You know,
yeah.
I was like, sorry, babe, I'm officially a faggot.
Yeah,
you know. But on the other end of it, like it's
strictly
you know
dickless.
A few years later, I met you know FTM, who's gorgeous, and we went out on a date, and we ended up in the dark corner of a bar, and I made him come 5 times with my finger while we were making out. It was the
cool.
hottest thing ever,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's like you know, I think it's about an aesthetic. Like I don't think it's the gender.
Yeah,
I think
it's
kind of the aesthetic of the person,
like,
the energy.
I don't really like. I wouldn't want to have sex with a female, but. What was his name? Buck Angel?
Oh, Buck, yeah.
I would fuck Buck Angel.
Buck is so
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
mad.
I would fuck Buck.
I would
okay.
fuck in the pussy.
Yeah.
I would stick
Buck
it
Angel
fine.
Is...
Yeah.
See, that's my big thing.
Hot.
Like, so many
oh
FTMs have cruised me and wanted to have sex with me. And then when we start, you know, showing dirty pictures and stuff, I'm, like, all ready to fuck the ass.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, only front fucking, you know, you gotta fuck my pussy. And I'm like... You know, and it's not that I don't want to fuck the pussy, it's just that the ass is my thing. It drives me
yeah.
crazy. You know, I guess if I did it from behind, maybe, I don't know.
What if there was a woman that wanted to be fucked in the ass by you?
Now, listen, I have always said that if you
is
are
that
a
woman
that
you
have sex
there.
With you, I will probably fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's just...
Yeah, but
yeah.
see, here's something, too, that a lot of straight, cisgendered people don't understand, is that there are tops and bottoms... In every single relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Because people always
yes.
say, like, when I was with them, they're like, well, what do you guys do? Who's the guy? And I'm like, what do you mean by that?
Who's
the inserter?
Yeah. Who's the, yeah.
Or
yeah.
what does that mean? Who's
yeah.
the one who decides where we
it's
eat for dinner?
Favorite.
Like,
who
drives?
Who fucks
yeah.
Who,
yeah.
who,
fucks
who
me
wears the pants?
It's them ignorant straight people that, not straight, when I say straight, don't think it's
no,
heterosexual.
I know what you mean.
Straight-edged
yeah.
assholes that don't explore outside their world.
Like
that
polo-wearing.
Yeah.
Vogel-bags.
Like,
super
yeah. questions you have to answer is just like.
Now, I would like to ask a question about to you, Velocity, because this came up the other day.
Yeah, Flossie.
Since we're come on, Flossie, that's your new nickname now. We're going to start calling you Flossie because that's what he called you, which would be super cute. I was talking to somebody the other day about I have what I like to call the hierarchy of horniness. Okay,
horniness.
Oh yeah.
So it's,
and
it's
well
gay men,
Shelley's, and
bi men, straight men, bi women, straight women, lesbians.
Lesbians are always at the bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what's funny is that I've met so many.
I'm gonna tell you now.
I've met so many lesbians throughout my days who always complained about being so fucking horny and wanting to fuck all the time, but women are so hard to fuck.
It's called lesbian bed death. They pretty much get together, they start wearing cotton underwear and adopting fucking cats on Pathfinder.
Oh, fuck
that.
What's your question?
My question is, we were talking about the hierarchy of horniness.
See how she
and the great thing about men that I love is you can walk, and Michael, I love this about you, how you love, I'm going to get there, early time sex. You'll get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go get some ass somewhere across town.
I'm horny.
Or I'll stay up
in
the morning
in
the middle of the day.
Or I'll stay up till 8.
I can't.
I have a morning sex ritual if I'm with a man.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
vomiting.
But you, when you walk down on the street in 42nd Street, you don't see women walking out of a peep show at 10 o'clock on a 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. You just don't see it. But my question is, if there are glory holes and there's all these amazing things, I have never heard of a glory hole specifically for a woman. Have you? And if there was, would you do it?
It'd be a glory slit. Like,
well, I mean,
it wouldn't be a hole.
It would be a hole because you would put your hole
you
there.
Bend over.
Yeah, you bend over. You know, and to
like
get
this way,
it
not to be a seat with a bed underneath.
Yeah. Oh my God,
it's a little
you
more
guys,
complicated.
You know, I know
for
men.
Into a gas station bath.
Like,
but
I
see,
like,
that's the thing with me, because for men,
guys just need a hole. Isn't that always the story?
It's just the friction, because for men, you know, the orgasm is so easily obtained.
Well, I'll chime in. I love my morning sex, and if I trust a partner, I'm one of those freaks that just say...
Would
I'm
you
sound
leave your house at 6 in the morning to go meet with somebody?
Wake me up with your dick.
But would you
I'm
wake up at 6
girl
and leave your and, own house?
And go to
if you had to go to his house to get the dick at 6,
no.
Would you?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I would do, though? I'll tell you what I would do.
You take the bus?
No, better. I have a whole game plan. Because I do have glory hole fantasies.
Excited, eh?
And I've thought about this long and hard. And what I would do is I would carve a hole in my bathroom door.
You already did the cat.
That's
door.
A glory hole.
Well, that's too low. It's a cat.
No,
door.
You
can
squat down.
Bathroom door.
Just lay on your back.
It's all badgy style.
It would need to be like, you know, knee level, like if
ooh.
I could get on my knees.
Oh, God.
And have an instant glory hole in my bathroom door.
But
I
see, her question. But her question is,
that's
men will go out in the morning, in the middle of the night, to go get sex at a sex club, at a glory
mm-hmm.
hole, at a cruise spot.
Yeah.
But women don't do it. Would you ever do that? Get up in the middle of the night, horny, and go out and get it, no matter what.
Without
time
like full makeup preparation.
I have with Tinder once or twice, so.
Yeah. Oh,
but it had nothing to do with
the
glory hole. It was more about just.
Will you grab me
booty
a seltzer
call.
Water?
No.
Like, I've done a booty call
too,
in the middle of the worst hour possible. I've done the glory hole. Not the glory hole. Shit. I'm saying. At the worst hour possible, I have done a booty call.
But you were already up.
Well. Not always.
Oh, okay. Because, see, yeah, no matter how horny I am,
I got
a lazy bitch. I'd be like, I am not getting out of bed to go take the bus or get a car to go cross town.
Listen.
I know.
No, but
the old
one of the
days,
things I love about
listen,
you, Shelley, is
they're
that
not,
you are in
listen.
Control
yes.
of your sex drive. So much so it inspires me.
Right.
Because I feel like I have a messy sexuality. I just don't know what to fucking do with.
Clearly.
So when I look at you, I'm like, oh, this is the bastion of sexual
well,
control.
I am a definite sex addict. There's no doubt about
I will
that.
Never admit
you
that.
Yeah.
I am a total sap.
I would never have known that.
I can never admit that.
You're so demure.
Reasons, like, it's my first time, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
your
my
Victorian
God.
Corset says different.
I know. That, but that's the thing, though, is that I feel like I play these games with myself. You know, for when I'm monogamy was never something that I ever put into my mind. And when I got married, it was something that I had discussed with my husband, that it was already known that even it might not be the first couple of years, but there would be a time. Someday I will call upon you for an orgy.
Yes.
And then it would.
I'm already working on mine.
You see what I mean? And then
the
that
time
that
is nigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gone for the weekend.
But I also, and the reason why I know I'm a sex addict, because there are times.
You think you're a sex addict?
Is it because you're fingering your pussy right now?
No, I am.
Wow.
Because.
Where have you been, Velocity?
I could
only
be,
said it 15 times.
I could be gay.
Velocity just joined the conversation.
If, yeah, Velocity,
Velocity just awoke.
She
just
I can tell you why. Because
I
just
feel
like
so
whether,
shy next to you.
Whether
wow.
it has been food or drugs or alcohol or whatever, if
okay.
I'm enjoying something, if I'm getting fucked and the only thing I'm thinking about is how am I going to get fucked after I'm getting fucked,
wow.
that's a problem. And that's just the second I'm done fucking, I'm like, I want more. I need more. It's like coke.
Yep.
It's like, with that line, you know, one line is not, you know, it's never
oh, no,
enough.
Girl.
And two is too many.
I mean,
it's
I've
like,
always been
no,
a marathon 12. Fucker. Like, my favorite thing to
more.
Do
more,
is
more,
if
more,
I
more.
Find a partner that can go for, I don't know, God, 10 hours with me or fall asleep with her dick inside me.
Wow.
That kind of crazy madness.
But you're asking a lot of a human being.
No,
and it's
no.
not possible.
No, absolutely no one can live up to that
what?
Expectation.
I've actually sequestered
these expectations away. But maybe I'm a...
Well, to me, I mean, I guess let's talk about that. Because like you said, I don't have sex.
Let's talk about
you. So what is that? Because like for me, I have realized if I'm not having sex, I feel okay about it. You know, I don't, but if I'm starting to get sex and I'm having a lot of sex, I want more sex.
Well, listen, if it wasn't for sex, I'd be 500 pounds and not give a fuck.
If it wasn't for
I
sex,
take care of myself
here,
because
bro.
I want to get laid.
And this
I'm like, I'm getting older and older, I got to get laid.
And
that's
where
all.
I
yeah.
am right now, because this is the least amount of sex I've ever had in my entire life. I weigh more now than I ever have.
Guys
because...
don't
mind.
Straight
no,
guys don't mind that.
No, but here's the... No, it's not because
are you
of that.
Kidding? You look tight.
I was about to
today.
Say...
As
she looks loose from here.
As someone who just observes you from
I've known
like,
you a long
know,
time. You
well, I did too, but my health... Like, as of today, I weighed 228 pounds. When I stood on the scale, I should be ready to have a fucking
heart.
Can you
take
that out?
I'm sorry.
No, 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 I'm not ashamed of that.
I weigh 102 pounds.
But, well, no, because
I
think,
know
I know, right? Because for me, I definitely
I
realized
scale.
That it is, it, because I translated, the only other time I get that feeling is by volumes of food. That's the only other psychological.
Food and sex.
But it has to be volumes.
But wait,
it has
like,
to be volumes.
Like checkers, like a
no, just a lot. Lot. You know what I mean? Like, I need to consume a lot. I am a very... I'm a consumer.
You're a consumer?
I'm
a, I have a question,
not clothes.
Shelly.
I don't shop. I don't do anything like that.
You
but
grew
energy.
Up in the Southwest, right?
No, I did live on an Indian reservation for a while, but
okay.
mostly in
Jerky.
California.
But I know
a,
that you and
Jerky.
Formica have something in common in that...
Chalenteers.
In this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird too because you know my dad was like I don't know if you know this about my dad, but my dad was married to 8 women but only divorced my mom.
Holy
my
shit.
My dad like kept stacks of porn magazines when I was a kid and he married
well,
this one.
In the 1800s.
In the 1800s, that's what it was. But sex was much different then. And I used to always wonder, I'm like,
no, we
you
talked
know,
about that before.
In
like,
a hole?
Back in the day. If you got messed with, you just walked it off.
Yeah, there wasn't any like
that. No, wasn't.
And I was like, you know, 12 or 13, and my dad's girlfriend's like,
Amber Alert.
You
want
to give a blowjob?
I'm like,
a virgin. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my dad, for the idea of like what sexuality is, because my dad like really liked prostitutes, like girls with blue eyeshadow and you know, big boobs and tube tops. And my
right.
mom was like,
listen,
this little dyke on a bike.
Nothing wrong with blue eyes.
Nothing
like
wrong with blue eyes.
It's not
hairy. It's not.
It's your daughter.
But it's the what is a woman and what, you know, like, I love the empowerment that, or the power that I saw, the power of pussy, not feminism, but the power of pussy over my dad. Like, he would get so upset, and I didn't really know what that was until later.
About what?
About not getting laid. Like, if he came home, and I realized what, I actually talked to one of his ex-girlfriends about it, and it's, you don't want to hear this shit about your dad, but I'm a fucking pervert.
I
want to
know that shit about your dad.
One thing I remember him coming home, slamming all these cupboards, and I asked my dad's girlfriend, I was like, why was he so pissed? And she's like, because I took a fucking shower today. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, your dad's a freak. He likes to smell my pussy after I've been, like, all day long. And I was like,
she lost her pheromones in the shower.
Well, I guess so. But I just remember thinking, okay, that's... And when he died, we found, like, 8 trash bags filled with women's underwear from all these women who had fucked. Oh, my dad was, like, super fan.
Oh, that's a
super
fan. Right,
yeah, that's a little fetishization.
That's
Cindy Sherman right there. I love
it. Right. Total Cindy Sherman.
That's so hard.
Total Cindy Sherman.
Just open them and rip them on the floor.
But I used to wonder, I was like, well, then what is a woman? Is a woman this sexual thing, or is it like my mom, who's this badass construction worker,
men, a woman is a sexual thing.
Yeah.
To lesbians,
yeah.
Remember, a woman can build a couch.
She's like, I want to put my... You only call them witch when
to bags, they don't know what the...
But you know what's really fucking funny is that when I was at Juilliard and I met Leah Delaria, the fucking butchest of butch, she paid me to install her closets. And I was like, I don't know who she was talking to. She
install
was,
her closets, is that...
No, that was
absolutely... She's going back in.
Thank you.
Is it,
there is the God.
Is it like an overboard where you touch the thing and it, like...
But I love that idea that we're still, even now in 2017, trying to label or describe who and what our sexuality is.
Well,
because
is, like,
nobody knows why we're going to die. Nobody knows where we're going to go when we fucking die. Thank
I
God.
Do.
So there's a huge conundrum about man's and that includes sexuality.
Well,
it
I think
does.
That's religious
it
shit.
Really does.
That's religious shit, because I don't think that has anything to do with
and
how you die.
Well, let me ask you just
totally
a Michael, because you're clearly a top in your sexual life.
Well,
versatile.
I was a top my whole life,
but
I'm more versatile.
But you're,
which is a train to Bottomville.
But
honestly,
as you, the one that says no, right? So you'll be there soon enough, okay? But let me ask you a question. As a drag queen, how many men that you've met have just assumed
you were... I was a top until like 4 years ago.
No, that's what I mean, but when
I fucked every fucking straight guy when I was a drag queen. They wanted the dick.
But do you think that they were okay with the dick because you look like a beautiful woman? Yeah.
I had one guy even tell me, he was so cute and I liked him so much. And I was like, can't you just come over and have sex with me? Just like, do I have to do all this?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sorry. I was like, why is that? I don't know, just my thing. Like, if you're like that, I'm not going to get turned on. But if you're dressed up, I'm like...
It's
crazy.
Very similar to what you're saying about your partner, though. That the more feminized that he became, the less attracted to him that
right,
you were.
So I get it.
So that was obviously
it.
That
right.
guy's thing.
Right.
Right. Yeah, because
right.
I've always loved like a really...
Right.
I loved a great hot guy in drag. Like a, do you remember that picture of Gordon Levitt Hewitt that went around?
Oh my god! Because that's
what?
Like my bucket list. Like, that's my dream
to wear
Gordon
that outfit.
Wait,
pantyhose.
Wait,
yes.
What am
because
I googling? Hold on.
I think one of the hottest experiences I ever had was
did you
like a
say
super
Gordon
Levin,
and
Gordon,
I asked him
Jordan
to wear
Gordon
a pair of pantyhose.
Levi,
because the way a hard on looks in a pair of, and the way it feels in like
I don't like pantyhose.
But wait, do you like the one that's like got the cup for the dick or just
no?
The
this
egg?
Was way
like
before
legs
that
and
came
the
around.
Egg and the
just rigged, just a tight hole so
okay.
I could poke a hole
a
in it.
Hole? Tight holes.
And tight holes. So
I don't like pantyhose at all. I think they're nasty.
I'm kidding.
But men in panties,
yes.
Yeah,
and female panties?
Yes, but they make them for men
that's
now.
A, with
actual
yeah.
pockets.
Holy
body.
Way.
Click on body.
I love them. Click on body.
Wow, that's interesting.
Love them.
So are you talking like a full cut panty or like a thong? Or
I'm not one for thongs.
Yes.
Oh,
right there, that's
goodness.
It. That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, you
wow.
can't.
Wow.
I'm just
so
a
but
see, transvestite.
But
okay,
I look at that,
but
though,
that's even hotter.
That's
I'm sorry.
It's the mask. It's the masculinity.
She clicks off the high heels when it puts it to the masculine, and that's even hotter.
No,
I
see, but
unless you
see,
wonder,
but
hey, I've
got a huge cock. It's got a huge cock, though. That is hotter.
Well, you know, my husband doesn't
know what
he's touching for Alistair McClellan. Do you know him?
There you go. But see, that's a little sausage in there. Come on.
Scott, do you know who Alistair McClellan is? He's a photographer. He does Abercrombie ads and everything. Oh, no.
Alistair with the jumper.
He does all the Abercrombie ads. He's like super like homo erotica, and he's obsessed with my husband because he likes young boy skinheads. So he's always like rubbing his head. But I've done a lot. I've seen a lot of retouching on some cops and underwears for, for Mr. Alistair.
Well, you should come to the cop on Friday night.
To the Friday night? Oh, I'll be with Formica having bingo.
Yes.
And then we'll be done at 10, and then we'll be
Friday?
You
Friday.
Said Friday night.
No, Friday and Saturday with Linda.
Oh,
yeah.
Bachelorette
well,
bingo.
Well, the cop goes to 4 a.m., so when you're done with her.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and go to bed. That's what's going to happen.
Well, too bad, because the cops are going to go on...
You know what? That shit doesn't do shit for me now because I come from the old school New York where every bar had a sex room.
Yeah.
You're, in the middle of the day, like, one, two,
the
afternoon, all of a sudden I'd bar have a beer and get a blowjob.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
But see, women.
When the back. You
know, now it's like,
that's
a fucking pussy ass show. Don't advertise a fucking cock on this show, bitch.
I used to be able to get a blowjob at Flash.
I used to.
Every bar
cock.
Had sex.
And when I performed at the Cock in the 90s, they taught me how to pee standing up, and they cheered me on when I got it right.
It's nice.
It's beautiful.
I have good
beer
memories
bomb.
Of the Cock.
Yeah, the
when it was on 12th Street.
12th and
8th.
Yeah, you know there's
the
a Thai food restaurant there now.
Yeah.
I always walk by and think, oh God, the ghost of gonorrhea bass lives in that fucking
I used to perform at the Lure in Buffalo.
Lure was fun.
So long ago.
The Lure was such a hardcore gay.
It's the
90s.
It's the 90s. It's not that long ago.
They didn't
it was just 37
years
ago.
They gave the 90s arms. They did.
You're up in arms? What?
The Lure gave me
what about the pyramid, though, just on the street?
As well as the Cock.
The pyramid down the street? The boys' room?
I was welcomed. It was sweet. I was, you know.
No, I think that was...
Yum,
delusion.
Yum.
Okay,
well,
so
okay, here's the thing. Scott Video.
What?
How the hell did we find you online?
We didn't. I am currently for Micah's roommate right now. So.
But
tell me to find a t-shirt
if the listeners want to find out about
if you
how
want
to get
to find me,
a
you can,
no
if you
gag
a,
reflex t-shirt,
yeah.
Where do they go, mister?
They go to whatsthetee.net, or you can go to my Etsy page.
And how do you spell
Madonna Shades? How do you spell Madonna? Girl,
no,
really?
your website with a shirt.
I just did it. I'm going to do it again. What's the tee? whatsthetee.net. Yeah. And my Etsy is Madonna Shade. As is my Instagram, Madonna Shade. Yeah.
It's so shady.
Well, you cheating. You're cheating bitch.
Oh, my God.
You're such a cheating bitch. And, yeah, listen.
I think it's as shady. And you are as shady.
Comma, shady.
From Micah.
Yes, philosophy.
To the listeners, where would you like them to go to?
Well, you know, I just started this really fun thing on Monday nights. I saw this new fun thing on Monday nights called Sexy Monday Night Bingo.
Oh,
in the East Village.
Yes.
And I have to say, I've been both weeks, and it's super fun, and I love going.
I'm
going
to have to go next week.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, we have burlesque girls. We have queens, kings.
Way
we have sexiness.
Way mess.
We have... Way messed, yeah.
She's
the
best.
We also have...
No way. Yes,
yeah,
way.
Way
messed.
And
yes,
what's the thing with different guest bingo callers every week? Comedians,
super fun.
Drag queens, drag kings,
and the
celebrities.
The food is good.
The alcohol
is great. The sangria is turning it.
7 to 10, quick and easy, fun.
So it's a
I don't
big,
know about quick and easy,
delicious.
So we have sex and food. Shelly, come on down.
Involving bingo and
sex
and liquor on Monday. You people couldn't have a better Monday than
that's
this.
That's right. Monday night's La Palapa.
Yes.
Okay, La Palapa, 77 St. Mark's Place.
Ooh, you got that address down.
Let's go. Promotion. Hey. Happy 420, by the way, everyone.
Yes.
Happy 420.
I hope you're smoking your ass
421 now.
And laughing at us and how hysterical we are.
Yes.
And so we'll wrap it up and say goodbye on 420. And thank you so much.
What about Shelley Watson? You're not going to let her give her
Well, we're
her
moving
website?
Shelley Watson.
She's wrapping up the show over here this week.
Okay.
I'm taking my sweet time.
Wellie Shotson is...
Why is it directed at her?
Shelley Watson.
Yes.
We saved
Watson.
The best
for...
For fucking last.
No fucking
last. I need to play it.
You
play it.
Actually,
you are
I
one
you
of my heroes.
Aw, that means a lot.
You are, like, the big sister I always wished I had.
Why?
So,
why she gotta be big?
Please share because she's great.
Because I'm older.
She's big because she's fabulous and she's great.
You are the wind,
baby.
I did know that I've always felt
please,
very
yeah.
A very kindred spirit to Velocity, and it's weird because after we started working together, because I had gone to see you a lot with Vulgaris and everything like way back in the day. I think one of the first
was you
one
know, for
Mike
was the first
party.
Person to ever book my band.
That was a Namix, right? Was that Namix?
She didn't know any better. She was on acid.
My band Vulgaris did exist before Mike booked us.
That's awesome.
And
at
Manitoba's.
And you
Manitoba's,
gave me
that's right.
One of the
Manitoba.
I remember the
first
badass
so
that I was
scared.
Able to come by with you, and I remember thinking that you were one of the true artists that were still always continuing to do your own thing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And people always came in and out of your show.
Came.
And found a lot of people tried to find their way into your niche, but very few were accepted. And I know I am really glad because I remember when I very first
people
met,
scared me.
Yeah, well, when I very first met Dick, the first person that I thought of was you. And I told her, I said, "Listen, if you want to do burlesque and you want to continue to do the art that you're doing,
it's
you need to meet Velocity because Velocity is going to be your absolute mentor." And after Dick met you, her
Dick.
Life completely
after
changed.
Dick.
Well, Dick Jones is my burlesque daughter.
Yeah. And the second that I met her...
I've learned so much from her as well, I gotta say.
I knew that you guys would be good human beings together. And it's interesting because you and I are both what I would call, like, you know, alpha power females. But I have never once felt intimidated by you. I have never once felt sort of, like, shunned by you for anything that I might have ever said or done that you might not have felt. And I've always
given the best vocal lessons, too.
Oh, well, thank you. But I want to continue
vocal.
To give you this compliment because I know how hard it is
yeah,
for you.
It's called cunnilingus.
There's
an incredible vocal teacher.
She is.
No joke.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. But I want to continue this compliment with you because I know how hard it is for you.
I
know. And I know I see you shutting down and turning it in. So I'm giving you a therapy.
Sorry we made the cuddling joke. Go ahead.
Just the fact that you are still doing what you're doing and badass, like, for 13 years and continuing to do this program and always inviting, like, really weird but really honest people. There aren't that many of us. There really aren't that many of us.
No,
the city is filled with millions of people.
You're totally right. It scares me.
Well, I thank you for finding other actual fucking humans.
I thank you
to
for
hang
sticking
out with.
By
you
me.
Yes.
Yes,
we love you.
Because it scares me how few
I'm really uncomfortable.
There are.
I really feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
By the way, audience,
all this touching and no coming, what's going on?
By the way, audience, we're all
hold
touching each
hand.
Other.
Yes,
we're all touching each other.
My
wing
said
no.
Here,
okay, now I'm touching.
Yes.
Velocity's
yes.
Got five fingers.
Okay, now I feel uncomfortable.
By the
now I've got
knuckle.
Ten.
Yeah, I have gas.
Motherfucker.
Where can we see you? Are you performing?
Shelley Blossom.
Oh, I
know, because I know we're going to Monica.
Sorry, I took a left and remember nothing.
That's okay. No, I'm pretty much everywhere. You can find me on the Instagrams, on the Facebook, or just my website, ShelleyBlossom.com.
When is your next performance? When can we see you?
Next weekend. You can actually see me. I'll be tomorrow night with Formica. We'll be doing awesome.
No,
what
I mean, XIBT.
Well, on Saturday night, I will be at the Grand Prospect Hall, where all your dreams can come true. I just want you to know that. I'll be with Company XIV, and I'm hosting in on behalf of Dances of Ice. So I'll be running the party, and it's all about the Grimm's fairy tale. But I also have a new series that's going on at the Lori Beachman Theater. That's a monthly show, and it's called Songs on a Sunday.
I love the Lori Beachman.
Oh, it's fabulous. And it basically tells all the stories of like all the women who influenced me. Spiritually, comically, and vocally. So it covers everything from like Mae West to Madeline Kahn to Bugs Bunny to Beverly Sills, Linda Ronstadt to the Carter
family. Are those gays that would go to that show still alive?
There's many gays that come to that show.
Can I say?
Because I sing three songs off the very first Bernadette Peters album.
Nobody ever does. Can I just tell you
that
I feel like I love Bernadette Peters, she's one of my heroes, and I can totally see that in you. But I gotta say, man. I feel like you were the early cavalry incarnation of Bette Midler's true magic.
Well, I'm about to drop $400 to go see Bette and Hello Dolly.
What? Oh my God.
As you should.
Yes!
I know. A solo, because like nobody else will go with me.
I'll go with you.
Scott, shut up.
I'm rich.
I'll get tickets and we'll go together.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, let's do it. I'm not kidding.
Over here.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Because it's such a great role. And I remember doing the same thing when I went to go see her in the one woman thing where she played that press agent. What was it, Peggy or Pam or whatever? She did the one woman show over here. And it absolutely slayed me. And she's phenomenal. And I cannot wait to see her.
Well, I have to also plug something else.
Please plug.
So I have been producing musicals for this writing company called The Unknown Artists for about 10 years. 10 years ago, I was living at a loft in Midtown. And it was a huge 2,500 square foot place. It was like a business. The elevator opened up inside the whole bit. And this girl came by because we rented out the space for, you know, rehearsals or whatever. She came by, she said, "We wrote a musical, we want to rehearse." And I was like, "You wrote a musical, didn't you? You want to rehearse? Bitch, you have your keyboard." And she came, and by the end of the next night, I thought, if I don't put my fucking ass to the star, I'm gonna fucking regret it. Because they were so brilliant and so amazing. And she actually just wrote a new show called 13th Grade, and it's premiering at the LA Fringe Festival in June.
Awesome.
And I am a producer on the show, and I'm so very happy for them. Pamela Everhart is her name. It's an unknown artist, and Ruckus Rockwell, and I'm so thrilled. This is my fourth musical and the fifth show that I've done for her in the past 10 years.
Well, I personally want to thank you for hitching that wagon, because without people to help promote and produce the shows, it doesn't go anywhere.
And I gotta tell you, I don't got producing money, but I have a little extra, and I can. The little that I do give them in my world means a vast world to them. It means they can get on stage. It means they get the music that she writes. It speaks to my heart, and there's no way in the world that I would never, for the rest of my life, help her if she never goes anywhere and it's always, you know, festivals or whatever. I don't care. It's brilliant work, and I'm so proud of them. And I can't wait till June to be able to see the new show.
Well, super. Thank you.
Because the last show we did was in the New York festival, New York Musical Theater from Nymph.
Oh yeah, every year that they have, it's like Fringe just for musical theater.
Yeah.
So there's just like
show,
show, show.
Our last musical was at Nymph So this one is happening in June, so I'm very, very excited about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, are you wrapping me up?
Ooh,
I think Velocity's looking
I guess we're wrapping up. It's hard.
It is 5
to.
In the morning. We should
get home.
This is not 5 in the morning.
It's like 12:45.
Sarcasm. Learn it, Velocity.
It's barely after.
Let's go in the car.
One. All I know is I'm a room full of powerful, wonderful,
and thank
talented
you for having
people.
Us.
Yeah.
And thank you, Flossie.
Yay.
I love you, Flossie.
I have three hands to grab you all.
I love you, Flossie.
I love you so much. Let's do big fat toasties.
Yeah, big toast.
Thank
you. Have
radio.
Nothing
it's
in your
okay.
glass.
Get
and your tea or salt or water and curd are no glass.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Okay,
love
so I need to get your actual information.
I'm a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet. Electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, what were the female actors paid? Less than half of what the male actors earned last year. See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life, I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I wanna unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty, like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary. And our pussies ain't for grabbing. Therefore, reminding you that our balls are stronger than America.
Case. grabbing like the belt from his vest. Beer tasted sweet on his lips. On his lap.
Dry one winter, cause all the children soaked it up, and the house had splinters, cause there wasn't enough to go around. So the sleep was rough, with one eye wide open on the broken door. Gotta watch out for those footmen, gotta watch out for them whores. They'll take you on vacation as fast as look at you. You'll forget who you are before Barbie does. And your mommy won't be there when the gun is aimed in your direction. Run like a son of a bitch in the sunshine like it's midnight. Don't ever remember that horrible dress stained and ripped when you skipped one town for another like an angry gypsy. Spitting up your tobacco today, just another lost soul you ate along the way to your bedroom tonight. The mirror wants to know why, and you still don't have an answer for it.